Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the second epistle, our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and yourselves your bondservants for Jesus Christ's sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power of God may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then, dying is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus Christ will also raise us up with Jesus, and will present us with you. For all things for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause the thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose our heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. For we must all appear before judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, that we persuade men, but we are also well known to God, and I also trust well known in your consciences. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.